Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Welcome to Between the Covers, the Shoreline Publishing podcast. And in this episode, we've got the lovely Marie Sorensen. Hello, Marie. How are you?
I will. I'm good.
And we're going to be talking about your book, Walking Her Way Backwards. It's a very interesting title for starters.
Yep. So the title talks about my internal journey, walking my way backwards inside myself while I was physically walking a Camino trail of 850 kilometres.
That's incredible. And I've read that you use this book to voice your emotions a little bit. Is that true?
That is true. There's so many emotions walking that many kilometres. And it was really a life-changing experience. And I wanted to put a voice to that, to all those emotions, the highs, the lows, the rotten parts, and the elation. And, you know, I think words really fuel the imagination, and that was what I was hoping to do.
Now, before we get too deep into the book itself, 850 kilometres is a long way and people might not even walk that in their lifetime. How did you train hard for it? Did you have to do a lot of preparation?
Certainly trained for a good 6 months. But I think the terrain was so tricky that really I think I was very unprepared. It's very up mountainous, uphill, down dale, very rocky paths. You know, it's a bit different to walking along the beach path for 20 kilometres. So, look, I probably built up a bit of endurance, but I think I was unprepared for that terrain for sure.
What can you tell us about the Camino Trail? Where is it? We know it's 850 kilometres, but and what inspired you to walk it?
Yes, so the Camino de Santiago walks from the east coast of Spain bordering France, starting in Saint John Pied de Port, and walks all the way across Spain going west until you reach the coast and you hit the town of Santiago de Compostela, where in the cathedral the bones of St. James the Apostle are entombed there.
Wow.
So that's the idea of it, that you get to that end destination. And there are a few routes, but that particular one is the most popular.
Yep. Where did the characters in your book come from? Do they come from the Camino Trail or are they people you've known from beforehand?
All of them we actually met on the Camino Trail. And the only two other ones that are real constants would be my husband, who is Camino boy, and a professor who resides in Melbourne, an old professor that I had at uni. And he provides words of encouragement along the way through email back here in Melbourne. But all the other characters were ones that I met travelling along.
How long does it take you to do 850 kilometres? Did you have a lot of time to get to know these people to write about them?
It took a full month of walking every day.
Wow. But
we chose to not be in a group, so we just walked on our own. So we would bump into them and then maybe walk a bit, have a coffee, we'd take off, they'd stay. So it wasn't walking with those people the whole time. It was just bumping into them, having a chat. A couple of people I still email after a couple of years. So you quickly develop connections, I think, with like-minded people.
Yeah.
And other people are a bit more fleeting. Or, you know, there's a few stories about some very interesting characters in the book that you wouldn't necessarily keep in touch with, but makes for a good true story.
That's excellent. What was the biggest challenge you found in writing this book?
In writing, I think it would be how much of myself to let go in honesty. And that took a few rewrites for me to have the courage to write from pure honesty.
And how long did it take you to complete the book?
I wrote for nearly a year, and then during COVID, because we were all working from home and couldn't go anywhere, I used that time to be productive and really try and shape it up into something really decent.
Did it surprise you that it took that long, that it would take a year to get your thoughts down?
Not really. I think I couldn't have written it the day that I got home.
Yeah.
Because it took that long to process. So I wrote what I walked, what I experienced, the places I went, and then the rewrite was the emotion.
Yep. Yeah. It's a really fascinating way to do it, is to put the skeleton down and then flesh it out. Is that, you found that was going to be the best way, or did you try any other options?
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. That's exactly what I did. Got the basics down, and each chapter is a different town. So it really is walking along the journey. I hope that I can take readers along the journey with me so that they can experience the funny parts, really yucky parts,
yep,
and the elation at the end.
How important is honesty in Walking Her Way Backwards?
I think it's the crux of the story, really, because I don't think readers are interested in a lot of waffle.
Yep.
I think what appeals to me as a reader and as a writer is the honesty that comes from people, because I think people reading it very quickly will relate to those emotions and know that it is a true emotion and that those feelings are true, and then readers can connect with it. So I think it was by far the most important thing in the book, was to be as honest as I could.
We're with Marie Sorensen, who's released the book Walking Her Way Backwards. I've only got a couple of questions for you to go, and one of them is, how hard is it to share those vulnerabilities? We talked about a little bit before the vulnerabilities and emotions you wanted to share and how giving of yourself you can be. How difficult is that?
I found it incredibly difficult, because it's not around the dinner table with people that you know very well and that you've shared things with before. So it does open you up to being quite open for criticism, for, you know, perhaps even some ridicule, you know, or, you know, you really felt like that. And I did actually write under a pseudonym, although it is my real surname. The first name is a mixture of my two names, Marie Louise, so just the initials ML. So I write under Emil Sorensen. And I found that gave me the freedom to be more honest, because I could feel that writing under a pseudonym, I could reveal more of myself. But I think that's what readers want. They want the honesty. But it was incredibly difficult, and writing under a pseudonym did help that process for me.
Are there any other works in the works, I suppose? Is there another version where you've done Kokoda, or maybe even the Overland Track in Tasmania? Is there plans for another big walk to produce a second book?
There is. There, as I said before, there's many routes. So the next most popular route is going from Portugal in Porto and travelling north, but ending in the same place, Santiago de Compostela. So if COVID allows, and the European state at the moment allows, that would be one thing that we'd really like to pursue later on this year.
Excellent. Well, I hope you're on a big steel bird very, very soon. Thank you so much for your time today. Walking Her Way Backwards is available at the Shoreline website, shorelinepublishing.com.au. Head to the search bar and type in Walking Her Way Backwards. You'll find Marie's fantastic book. Marie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.